you know, I bet I could do this on sewing machine.
Yeah. So. I like my daughter. Mom said she's her daughter's. I was telling you about her. She's the. This is her last report. She'll be at Juneau University, and she's going to Alabama. She's got a scholarship in Alabama. She's gonna do a graduate work back in little thing. And her mama said, "I'm gonna make Joy a quilt before she leaves." And Brenda's never been one to sew. That's my daughter-in-law. And I said, "You gonna make her a quilt before she leaves?" Now she's leaving in August, Brenda. Yeah, I said, "Well, you better get started." "Well, I guess I'll make it on the machine." I said, "That's not making her a quilt."
Oh, I don't see how you have time to make it any other way. No, what about if you wanted to make a bed like on the floor for a baby or something like that?
You had paddocks.
Yeah.
Paddocks.
What'd you make now?
Quilts.
Just put a quilt on the floor.
Because we didn't have playpens then.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have invented some of these things if they do now. Sure. And get rich off of them.
What about what they put the clothes in the bedrooms?
They had closets.
Built in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an example of one right there. This is an old house here.
Mm-hmm. Right in there. Uh-huh. The low door.
Yeah. But now they have walk-in closets.
Yeah.
Doors that, louvered doors, you know.
Yeah. You ever have any of those, thing that you can hang clothes up in, but you can move it around.
Yeah, shift rope. Yeah, yeah. I had my mama's back there with her. I had most of my mama's stuff back in the back bedroom.
Uh-huh.
A shift rope.
Did it have
a hall tree. She had a hall tree. That's where the, when you came in, you hung your coats and your caps on the hall tree.
Oh, uh-huh. Just had
my daughter has that. It's, you know, it's real old. I have an organ in my living room, and that's 125 years old. There never was but five of them made. My grandfather loved music, and he taught my grandmother, my great-grandfather loved music, and he taught my grandmother, made her take lessons. And he went in the mule wagon to Atlanta and got this organ for her. And then on Sundays, he would carry it. We didn't have church, but once every month. And he would carry the organ to the church in the wagon on Sunday for her to play.
How about that? And you still
and down through the generation, I have.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't still play?
Yeah. You wouldn't know it was an organ. I collect bales, and I have all my collection of bales.
That's
the organ.
Uh-huh. How about that? What about where you put your clothes in, like with the drawers in it, any kind of furniture like that.
Dresser, chest of drawers.
Were they the same as the ones I had in there, pretty much?
Well, the dressers had that. My mama had a dresser that had a marble top, you know. You don't see too many top that
thing.
Marble on top of them.
Pretty.
Uh-huh. And the washstands were, too. Washstands, you had the washstands in. Had a bowl and pitcher, which I had my mama's bowl and pitcher in the living room. One of her, she had a solid white one too.
Did you have a place up in the top of the house where you might store your stuff?
No, we didn't have no attic.
Yeah. Did you ever have like just a room where you might keep all?
Well, let's see, we had we lived over here when we were all small children. We had, that's a two-story house, and we were upstairs, you know. And I guess, as well as I can remember, we had a storage room, But it was back off from the, it wasn't upstairs, it was back off from our kitchen. The storage room. And a pantry, we call it.
Yeah. It's the same room?
Uh-huh.